A senior al-Qaeda leader, who also happens to be the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden, appeared in a New York courtroom today. He faces a charge that he plotted against Americans in his role as the terror network's top propagandist. Through his lawyer, Suleiman Abu Ghaith pleaded not guilty. Bail was not requested and none was set. The judge said that on April 8th he will announce a trial date. Prosecutors estimate the trial will last about 3 weeks. Right after 9/11, Abu Ghaith appeared in videos praising the attacks and warning that there would be more. In one video, he said, "The storms shall not stop, especially the airplane storms." He was detained in Turkey last month, but was taken into U.S. custody in Jordan while he was being deported to Kuwait. Greg Miller covers national security for The Washington Post and joins us on the line. And Greg, tell us a little more about who Suleiman Abu Ghaith is.
Well, he's a cleric. He's a native of Kuwait who was sort of, he wasn't an early arrival in Afghanistan to become part of al-Qaeda. We believe he showed up there in around 2000, so just a year or so ahead of the 9/11 attacks. But he obviously ingratiated himself quickly with the group and cemented his ties with its founder, Osama bin Laden, by marrying his eldest daughter.
And do we have a sense of just how big a catch he is? Because although he's been described as a member of Osama bin Laden's inner circle, do we know whether he's actually been active in al-Qaeda in recent years?
Well, it's a good question. I think he's a significant catch to the extent that he's probably the closest relative, although not a blood relative, to bin Laden, who has been detained by the United States and will face trial in the United States for anything connected to 9/11. But he was never seen as an operational figure in al-Qaeda. And in fact, you referenced some of the videos that he shows up in after the 9/11 attacks. One of them was really chilling. It showed bin Laden himself. This was a video that was found in Kandahar in 2001. Showed bin Laden meeting with another cleric and Abu Ghaith, and he talks about how the secrecy surrounding the September 11 plot was so significant that even Abu Ghaith was not read in. So that tells you he was not, you know, he was not a central planner for al-Qaeda, and he spent most of the last 10 years hiding in Iran.
Hmm. It is controversial that he's being tried in a U.S. court, and already there's been Republican criticism of that. Senator Lindsey Graham says he thinks he should be tried at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba instead. So assuming that there's a reason beyond the symbolism of New York City having been the setting for the 9/11 attacks, why is Suleiman Abu Ghaith being tried in New York?
Well, I think the main reason is that although the Obama administration has not succeeded in closing Guantanamo, that was an issue that the president campaigned on in his first election. They are dead set against adding to that population, and so this is the circumstances under which Abu Ghaith was brought to New York were interesting because he sort of shows up before anything is made public about his arrest overseas, but. Clearly, the White House failed to win its effort to have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other senior al-Qaeda operatives who are being held at Guantanamo tried in New York. But they've, over the past several years, have brought others who have been captured subsequently to New York for criminal trial.
And do you think we'll only see more of that, that when terrorism suspects are found and arrested, they're brought here for trial?
Yeah, I do. I think it would have to be pretty extraordinary for this administration to alter its approach and to add even one name to that roster at Guantanamo Bay.
Is there any argument that this is not a victory for the Obama administration, or is it seen on both sides as that?
I don't think there is that argument. I mean, I think it actually sort of it comes at an interesting time for Obama. Over the last week, or actually over the last 2 months, the administration has come under greater pressure than ever over its drone campaign. This is an administration that has been accused of killing terrorists instead of catching them because it doesn't know what to do with them when it catches them. So this sort of helps the administration counter that argument. Now we have another al-Qaeda figure in custody, going to trial in a federal court in New York.
And in fact, you wrote about that just this week. You've written about that quite a bit. Greg Miller covers national security for The Washington Post. He's been talking to us about Suleiman Abu Ghaith, a senior al-Qaeda leader who's also the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden. He appears in a New York courtroom today. Greg, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.